أبو غوث يزن رحمة الله عليه أبو غوث يزن رحمة الله عليه أبو غوث يزن رحمة الله عليه
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Once again we are here presenting the program Al-Ghawth-e Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. In today's program, we're going to hear about the glad tidings of Ghawth-e Azam for his disciples, his affection and love for his disciples, help for the poor, and generosity of Ghawth-e Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. But before we continue, let's listen to the blessing of reciting Durood-e Pak. The holy companion of Rasul, Sayyidina Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, once in the morning, the happiness on the luminous face of the final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam of Allah Almighty was apparent. The holy companions Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in asked its reason. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Allah Almighty has sent a message. He said, O beloved, your ummati will recite one salat upon you. I will write 10 virtues for him, remove 10 sins, and elevate 10 ranks for him, and will send equal mercy. Un par durood jin ko kase bekasan kahein, un par salam jin ko khabar bekhabar ki hai. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Main ye vizaf madani chahun. Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala was very generous. He actively helped the poor and the needy as well. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh would fulfill the need of any needy person who would come to him. Especially, he gave his disciple many glad tidings. Today in our program, we are going to discuss those glad tidings, generosity, and the incidents and saying about fulfilling the needs of the needy. Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh loved his disciples a lot. Comforting his disciples, he said, indeed, my hand over my disciple is like the sky over the earth. Allahu Akbar. He says, if my disciple is not good, what is the problem? I, in other words, his master Abdul Qadir, am good.
Khuda ke fazl se hum par hai saaya Ghawth-e Azam ka hame do.
Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala has given glad tidings for his disciples, in other words, Qadiris. Those who become the disciple of Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala are known as Qadiris. Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Abdullah Muhammad rahmatullahi ta'ala states, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, guarantees that none of his disciples will die without performing repentance. He has been given the brilliance that his disciples and their disciples up to 7 generations will enter paradise. Subhanallah. Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala was a beloved bondsman and a wali of Allah Almighty. There are lots of benefits of being associated with the awliyas. Especially the association with Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala contains a lot of benefits and numerous blessings. As it is narrated, Sayyidina Bazzar rahmatullahi ta'ala states, someone said to Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala, a person utters your name, but he has neither pledged allegiance to you nor received khilafah from you. Can we call him your disciple? Hearing this, He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, said, "The person who's associated with me and utters my name will be accepted in the court of Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty will be kind to him. Indeed, my Lord Azza wa Jal has promised me that he would admit my disciples and friends into paradise." Subhanallah. What great glad tidings Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala is giving to his disciples and devotees. Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala was so beloved in the court of Allah Almighty that the one who loves him and is associated with him, Allah Almighty will forgive him. In fact, by virtue of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, Allah Almighty forgave those who passed by the madrasa of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. As it is narrated that a person came to him and said, "A person who recently passed away has been buried in so and so graveyard. We hear the screams from his grave as if he's being punished." Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala asked, "Is he my disciple?" He replied, "I don't know." Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala asked, "Was he from amongst those who visit me?" He replied, "I don't know." Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala asked, "Did he ever eat food from my house?" He replied, "I don't know that either." Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala performed muraqabah, meditation, and after a short while, he raised his head. Awe was apparent on his face. He said, "The angels say to me that once he saw me and had good assumption in his heart, therefore he has been forgiven. Then when we went to his grave, the cries had completely stopped." Similarly, another incident is narrated that a young man arrived in the court of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala and said to him, "My father has passed away. I dreamt last night that he said to me, 'I'm afflicted with the punishment of the grave.' He said to me, 'Go to the court of Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala and ask him to supplicate for me.' He rahmatullahi ta'ala said to that young man, 'Did he pass by my madrasa?' The youth said, 'Yes.' He rahmatullahi ta'ala became silent. Then the son came the next day and said, 'Last night I saw my father happy and cheerful and dressed in a green garment. He said, "I have been saved from the punishment of the grave, and the dress which you're observing has been given to me by the blessing of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala. Hence, my son, you must always visit him.' Then Sayyidina Shaykh Muhyiddin Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala said, 'My Lord Azza wa Jal has promised me, I will decrease the punishment of the Muslim who will pass by your madrasatul Muslimin. Rihai mil gayi usko azab qabr mahshar se. Rihai mil gayi usko azab qabr mahshar se. Yahan par mil gaya jisko wasila Ghaus-e-Azam ka." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, how greatly Allah Almighty showed generosity to the disciples and devotees of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala and those who passed by his madrasa. In addition to this, if we look at the life of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala with respect to his good treatment to Muslims, he rahmatullahi ta'ala helped the poor, resolving problems of upset and grief-stricken people, and helping them was his practice. He was very generous. Let's listen to an incident regarding the generosity of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. Is narrated that once he rahmatullahi ta'ala saw a person upset and sorrowful and asked, "How are you?" He said, "Sheikh, I want to go across the river Tigris, but the sailor did not let me board the ship without a fare, and I have nothing to pay." In the meantime, a devotee arrived in the court of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala and presented 30 dinars as a gift. He rahmatullahi ta'ala gave those dinars to that person and said, "Go and give these dinars to that sailor and tell him, in the future, do not refuse to help a poor person crossing the river." When displaying generosity, Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala would help the poor and the needy. Sheikh Abdullah Jubai rahmatullahi ta'ala states, "Once Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala said to me, 'For me, feeding the hungry and good manners are the action of more excellence.' Then he said, 'Wealth does not stop in my hand. If I get 1,000 dinars in the morning, not even a single penny would be left by the evening, that I would distribute them amongst the poor and the needy and feed the hungry. Inke dar se koi khali jaye ho nahi sakta. Inke darwaze khule hain har gada ke waaste." Amongst the abundant attributes of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, one attribute is his hospitality. He rahmatullahi ta'ala was incomparable in hospitality. It was his routine that daily when he would eat dinner, The dining mat was spread, and he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, would sit with the guests and eat the food at the dining mat. Similarly, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, would visit the sick, and whatever hardship he would encounter while attaining Islamic knowledge and in the way of Allah Almighty, he would have patience. Sayyidina Shaykh Abul Qasim rahmatullahi ta'ala states that Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala said, "The one who complains to me about his problem or calls upon me in his suffering, I will eliminate his problem. And the one who seeks his need from Allah Almighty through my medium, Allah Almighty will fulfill his need." Asiron ke mushkil kusha Ghaus-e-Azam, faqiron ke hajat rawa Ghaus-e-Azam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, on the day of his passing, many shayukh were present. His son, Sheikh Abul Wahhab, requested him to make a will. He said, "Obey Allah Almighty and adopt abstinence purely for Him. Fear only Allah Almighty and have hope only in Allah Almighty. Present your need in the court of Allah Almighty. Seek ease only from Allah Almighty." After that, Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh passed away on 11th Rabiul Akhir, 561 AH, at the age of 91 years in Baghdad. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. His luminous shrine is located in Baghdad, and even today, thousands of devotees of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala visit his shrine. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, in the program Al Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, we heard about the seed of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala and about different aspects of his life. On 11th Rabiul Akhir, Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala veiled from this dunya, meaning he passed away. In relation to this, the 11th of Rabiul Akhir is marked as the urs of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, on the night of 11th Rabiul Akhir, ijtimaas are held in different places under Dawat-e-Islami. Daily after Isha, on the first 11 days of Rabiul Akhir, Shaykh-e-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliyah conducts Madani Muzakara too, in which he answers the questions which are received from different countries, and Seerah of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala is also discussed. In 11 episodes of our program, with relation to Gyarvi, we discussed the Seerah of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, his lifestyle, his worship, his spiritual exercises, his education, his love for Islamic knowledge, his love for Allah Almighty and his Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, his sayings and his miracles. May Allah Almighty accept our presentation of his Seerah and listening to it, and enable us to act upon the lessons that we get from his Seerah. Ameen, bijahin nabiyin, ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Qawal ghaus-e-azam, rahmatullah alayhi. Qawal ghaus-e-azam, rahmatullah alayhi. Qawal ghaus-e-azam, rahmatullah alayhi.